What kind of case do prosecutors have against Pedro Hernandez, and how do you go about defending him? On our newsline, Ron Kuby, the veteran New York City criminal defense and civil rights lawyer. Ron, first of all, we point out you do not currently represent Pedro Hernandez.
No, I have no affiliation with the case.
How difficult will this case be for DA Cy Vance to get a conviction?
This is an extremely difficult case to prosecute because the only thing you have as of right now is a freestanding confession without any corroboration whatsoever. And while juries do tend to believe confessions, they want corroboration and they want a motive. And the fact is, at least according to what's been publicly announced, Mr. Hernandez claimed that for absolutely no reason, he grabbed a total stranger, a small child, lured him downstairs, and murdered him, then disposed of the body. Now, you know, people who do things like that are usually so utterly twisted and demented that this is not the first time and the only time you see them in the criminal justice system. You'd expect that somebody who did something like this would have done something similar before or has done something in the ensuing decades. And apparently that hasn't happened. So it's a big yellow flag as to the confession.
So a signed confession isn't a slam dunk for conviction.
Not in a case like this, not when there have been so many other accusations against other individuals, including the boyfriend of the old babysitter who was actually found liable in a civil case. I mean, juries want to know that this confession is in fact true, because people in high-profile cases on a regular basis come in and make all kinds of false confessions. I mean, has this guy ever confessed to anything before? If it turns out that in addition to confessing to Ethan Pates, he also confessed to the Trade Center bombing and the Kennedy assassination, then that's going to suggest that perhaps this confession isn't credible.
So you're a defense lawyer. Again, you are not representing Mr. Hernandez. But on what do you build a defense for Pedro Hernandez?
You completely discredit the one piece of evidence the prosecution has, which is this confession. It is unreliable. And it is untrue. And the proof that it's untrue is that there is no other evidence to corroborate it and a substantial amount of evidence pointing to other subjects.
Kuby Crystal Ball, what's your prediction? Will Pedro Hernandez be convicted in the murder of Ethan Pates?
The reason I won't make that prediction is this. In the days to come, we will either see much more evidence against Mr. Hernandez, which will result in his conviction, or the little evidence that we have seen so far will evaporate and he will be just another person through the suspect mill. And I will do no more than echo Police Commissioner Ray Kelly, who very carefully at his press conference said, the investigation is ongoing, we have probable cause to arrest him, and the rest is up to the district attorney's office.
Ron, anyone who has ever watched Law & Order has heard the phrase, pressure to arrest someone in a case, and it's been 33 years here. Will that be played up in this? After 33 years, they had a lead. Let's get someone.
Well, certainly as a defense lawyer, I would point out that the incoming district attorney announced one of his priorities back in 2010 was finding the killer of Ethan Pates. So certainly political ambition may very well play a role here in the drive to arrest and the drive to convict. If I were a defense lawyer, I would certainly play up that angle.
Ron Kuby, we appreciate your insight. Ron, thank you.
You're very welcome.